Today's episode of the podcast is sponsored by Dr. Nune Gostanyan with Medical Oncology of Long Island.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. This is Der Narek from St. Sarkis Church with a new episode of the podcast. Let us start our program and our day with a prayer from the prayers of the Armenian Church. O Christ, our God, author of life and giver of peace, guide us so that we may walk in your ways of righteousness and we may arrive at the haven of life and salvation in your peace through the grace of your mercy. For you are our helper and our Savior, and to you is fitting glory, dominion, and honor now and always and forever and ever. Amen. Today we are celebrating a mini milestone here in the life of the podcast. Months ago when we started the podcast, it was actually the week that school started. And this week marks the end of school. As a matter of fact, yesterday I took my kids to the school for the last time for this year. And yesterday I read a press release from the Armenian Catholicosate of Cilicia, where His Holiness Aram I presided over the commencement ceremony of the Armenian Theological Seminary. Today, I have with me on the phone the Dean of the Armenian Theological Seminary, Very Reverend Torkom Donoyan. Harsurp, Asvazoknagan, Yev Pari Egazek, Mer Podcastin.
Asvaz Baban, Pari Desank.
Harsurp Mezi, Gernak Kanimo Parerov Nergayatsnel. Տբրևանքի ամավերջի հանդիսությունը
Այս տարի Տբրևանքի ամավերջի հանդիսությունը գդարեցինք հունիս 22 2015-ի երեգոյան Միքվայայի Սուրբ Աստվածածին վանքի շրջափակեն ներս եւ որտեւ 85-րդ դարեթարցն է այս տարի 85-րդ ամյակն է Տբրևանքին ուզեցինք դարբեր հմայքով դարբեր շուկով դոնել մեր հանդիսության ներկա եղավ մոտավորապես շուրջ 500 հայ անհատներ որոնք իրենց ներկայությամբ փաստեցին իրենց զորակցությունը եւ իրենց սերը Մեծիդանը գիտիքյո գաթվեգոսության Անտիլիասի Տբրևանքին նկատմամբ։ Ուրեմն այս տարի մեր հանդիսությունը քիչ մը դարբեր երանգավորում, դարբեր քույն ուներ, դարբեր մոդեցում ունեինք մենք, որովհետեւ այս տարի նաեւ հյուրաբար մենք հրավիրած էինք Տբրևանք ելույթի համար Տբրևանքեն ընդհացավարտ Գևորգ Հաչյանը որ գարզեմ արդեն շուրջ ամիս մարաջ կտվեր իստքոստ արևելյան թեմի ասենք շրջաններեն ներս եւ Գևորգ Հաչյանը ազգային եւ հատկապես հոգեվոր երկերով ելույթ ունեցավ այս պիսով իր երախտագիտություն հայտնեց Տբրևանքին այս արիթով նաեւ խոսք արին Տբրևանքի ավարտական դասարանի աշակերտներեն հայր Հովագիմը եւ ուղերձի մջամբով իր շնորհակալություն հայտնեց նախ Վեհապար Հայրապետին եւ հետո Տբրևանքի դեսչության եւ ուսուցչական գազմին այս հարիթով խոսք արին նաեւ Տբրևանքի հսկիչ հայր շնորհքը որ բացման խոսքով բարեկալուստ մաղթեց ներկաներուն եւ ես անձնապես որպես տեսուչ եւ ներկայացուցի Դարեգան Հագիրջ Դեղեկագիրը վստահաբար միշտ հանդեսներուն բացման խոսքը վերջին խոսքը Վեհապար Հայրապետին է եւ Վեհապար Հայրապետը ինքան իր ղարքին Լավակույնս արժևորեց Տբրևանքի 85 տարիներու ծառայությունը խոսելով Տբրևանքի առաքելության եւ ունենալիք հարուստ ապակայի մասին։
Շատ լավ, հաշվ գրնակ նաև խոսել մեզի շրջանավարտներու մասին, քանի այդ շրջանավարտ ունեինք այս տարի և անոնց մեկանի հոգին ծերնատրվեցան և չիսարնավարտներուն ծրակիրները ինչ են, եթե կարելի է։
Անշուշտ, տպրևանքեն ուրեմն ընթացավարտ կլան, տպրևանքը գավարդեն 5 ուսանողներ, 5-ն 3-ը արդեն գուսագրոն հոգևորական դարձած են, հայր Հովագիմ, հայր Զավեն և հայր Արդավաստ, իսկ երկուկը Պետրոս Սարգավակ և Սարգիս Սարգավակ կվերադառնան աշխարհ որպես գիրակնորիայի ուսուցիչ և միաժամանակ նաև անոնք ուսանին, վստահաբար անոնքալ օրը պիտի դիմեն ամուսնացյալ քահանայության և այսպիսով իրենց ծառայությունը պիտի բերեն հայ եղեցվող կյանքին ներս։
Շատ լավ, այս տարվա թիվը ինչ էր հայրսուրբ մեր ուսանողության։
Այս տարին ուրեմն մենք տպրևանքը կփակենք 55 ուսանողներով, որոնց մեջ 10-ն Սարգավակ են, 10-ն Կիսասարգավակ և 35-ը թբիր կամ ժառանգավորած աշակերտներ։
Քիչ առաջ խոսեցաք ձեր դեղեկագրի մասին։ Հաշու պիտի ուզեի հարցել ձեզի, այս տարվա ձեր մեծագույն դժվարությունը ինչ էր տպրևանքի մեջ։
Ամեն բան առաջ փառք Աստուծո գսեմ, որ մեր տպրևանքյան այս տարվա կյանքը իսկապես շատ հաջելի, շատ ընկերային և քաղ սրմունքների մեջ մենք փոլորեցինք։ Բայց ունեցանք գլխավոր մեկ դժվարություն, որտեղ այդ դժվարություն հետևյալն է. Սուր յոտակնաբը ազդեց նաև մեր տպրևանքին վրա։ Մեր աշակերտության կարևոր մեկ մասը սուրյային գուկան։ Ավելի քան կեսը տպրևանեցիներուն սուրյահպատակ են, և անոնց ծնողները վստահաբար շատ լավ պայմաններու մեջ են այս օրերուն սուրյո մեջ, հետևաբար սուր յոտակնաբը իր ազդեցությունը թրավ և ցկեց տպրևանքին վրա, իսկ մենք որպես դեշություն փորձեցինք այդ դժվարություն թարմանել ամեն բանի առաջ աղոտկով, ապա Վեապար Հայրապետին օրհնությամբ փորձեցինք նյութափառոյական աջակցություն ցուցաբերել մեր աշակերտներուն, փորձեցինք հոգալ այն բոլոր պետքերը, որոնք ամիջական են և անհրաժեշտ են, այլ խոսքով մեր մեծագույն դժվարությունը հարաճասված մենք հաղթահարեցինք, որովհետև մենք ունինք մեր տպրևանքը սիրող բարերարներ, բարեկամներ, աղոթողներ, և իրենց աջակցությամբ, ոչ մեկ տեսակի աջակցությամբ, աղոթքի աջակցությամբ, նյութական աջակցությամբ իրենց ներդրումը բերին, և մենք այս մեր դժվարությունը կրցանք բարիով լուծել։
Այդ բարերարներուն և աղոթողներուն գարկին նաև գուզեմ հիշեցնել, թե այստեղ Սուրբ Սարգիս եկեղեցու մեր ձխականները այդ շարքին են, որովհետև երբ Վեհապար Հայրապետը մեզի այստեղ այցելեց մոտավորապես մեկ ամիս առաջ, մեր ձխականները մտածելով տպրևանքի մասին, մտածելով այնտեղ դեղի ունեցող դակնապներում մասին, իրենց սրդեր և իրենց կրբանները լայնպացին և Վեհապար Հայրապետին դվին նվիրատություններ, որպեսի օգտագարելան ձեր առակելության։
Անհրաժեշտ է, շատ շնորհակալ ենք, որ այսպիսի քաղցր մտածում ունեցաք, և որպես տեսուչ ես ադիմ գարկիս աղոթող եմ բոլորիդ համար և շնորհակալություն կհայտեմ Սուրբ Սարգիս եկեղեցու և Սուրբ Սարգիս եկեղեցու մեծ ընտանիքին ծուխին։
Շատ շնորհակալ ենք հաշուպ այս առիթին համար, հաջողություն կմաղթենք ձեզի և աստված օգնական։
Շնորհակալ եմ, ողջելակ դերեր։
I'm a radio guy. I like to listen to the radio a lot. And one of my favorite shows is Seize the Day with Gus Lloyd on the Catholic Channel. So the other day I was listening to the morning show and Gus was taking calls and asking, where did God talk to you? Where did you have an experience, a spiritual experience? And the last caller for that segment was a lady. And she said something very interesting. So that I pulled over my car and I recorded that segment on my phone. I want to share that recording with you. It's not a perfect recording because it was done on my phone, but what she says in that segment, I think it's worth for us to take a listen.
I'm Gus Lloyd on Seize the Day on the Catholic Channel. Beth is next with us in Delaware. Hello, Beth.
Good morning, Gus. How are you today?
I'm great, thank you. It's great to have you. I got about a minute and a half, Beth. It's all yours. Tell me about where God spoke to you.
I had the opportunity about 10 years ago to travel repeatedly to the Armenia, Georgia, and Azerbaijan area of the Caucasus of Eastern Europe. And I went to several Armenian churches, but I especially was blessed to spend time at Achmiadzin, which is like the Armenian Vatican in Yerevan, Armenia. They claim to have the lance that pierced Jesus' side. You know, people are skeptical about that, and some people joke that, like, everybody's got one. But when I was in front of that lance and really was close to it, I'd say I had the most profound experience. It made the hair stand up on the back of my neck. It was very emotional, and it was very powerful. And I highly recommend trying to visit Armenia. The Armenian Apostolic Church predates the Roman Catholic Church. They became a Christian country, like, I think 12 years before Rome became Christian. And it was awesome. So that's my most interesting and most profound experience.
That's cool. And I'm very thankful that you shared it with us this morning, Beth. Thank you very much. And may God continue to bless you and yours.
My guest today is someone who, if he is not coming to church, would text message me on Saturday evening letting me know that he is not coming to church. Subdeacon Berge Agopian. Berge, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me, Bernard.
Berge, why do you come to church every Sunday?
There's multiple reasons. Chief among them is just to be a little closer to God. It's in His house. I feel like I'm closer to God when I'm here in church. The other primary reason is for my family, to keep the children involved in the church, to know their heritage, to know their religion, and to learn from your sermons. They don't get a lot of official religious education now that they've left Holy Martyrs Day School, where they used to get a lot of it. Now they get very little, and church is one place to get it, and a very good place.
Excellent. Tell us about yourself.
There's not much to say. I'm a family man. I'm a homebody. I just basically stay with my family all the time. Motorcycle riding is something that I like to do. I enjoy it very much, and I do as much as I can in between family events. I like cigars.
Berge, you said you are a family man, and we see that every Sunday because you bring the whole family with you. You and your son, Peter, are on the altar. Your wife and Debbie are in the choir. Tell me about that experience.
It's a very unique experience to be on the altar. I feel like I'm really contributing to church and contributing to the people that come. And I try to do the very best I can with my limited Armenian. I can't read Armenian at all. Everything is done from the English side of the book. I try to do my very best to make the experience for the people that come here a little bit richer, and my son as well. I'm very happy to be on the altar. There's no feeling like seeing your son holding the altar and hearing your daughter singing Surp or one of the other solos that she gets from time to time.
My question was more specific about the experience of coming to church together. Because, hey, it's a Sunday morning. You can be taking your family to a diner, having a brunch there. But you made it a priority to come here.
I was coming here, and it was very difficult when Peter was small. But oddly enough, one of your sermons that you reiterated this past Sunday, the same theme, I suppose, would be that the man is responsible for his family's religious education and for their religious involvement. He's sort of like the religious head of the family. And a lot of other faiths believe that way. That really touched me. I felt that was important. I said, you know, he's absolutely right. Let's make more of an effort. And I got my wife together, and we talked about it, and we said we're going to make a real effort to go every single Sunday whenever possible. So your sermon is what inspired me to come more. I used to come, but with small children, it's difficult.
I'm honored to hear that, Berge. I remember you used to come, and you would sit on the pews, and then you made a transition to come on the altar. Tell our listeners about that transition.
The transition was mostly because of you. You told me a few times, come on, put on a shirt, come on the altar. And I talked to you after church, and I said, I'm really shy about it. My Armenian is weak. I'm not sure what I'll do up there. And you said, just come and do whatever you do. You know, every little bit helps and every little bit makes the church experience better. So I decided to put one on one day and I took my son with me. And we've been on ever since.
And your ordinations followed that. Yes. You've been ordained as an acolyte first and then you became a subdeacon. We're so happy to have you and your family on the altar. You mentioned something about writing, and I know you've been doing the 9/11 rite for the past number of years. Mm-hmm. Would you like to tell our listeners a little bit about that?
It's the organization that developed it is americas911ride.org, and they raise money for first responders. They raise money for first responders' families to try to help them if they've passed away and try to give aid to their family. They give scholarships to children of 9/11 responders, and they really basically try to promote and make the community aware of what 9/11, what first responders do, how much they sacrifice. That's what the ride is all about. It started that year of 9/11. About four guys got together and they just wanted to do something. They felt like there was something needed to be done, and they went ahead and did it. When they came back, they found a lot of interest. They founded the foundation, and from then on, it's been...
So you've been participating for how long now?
This is going to be my fourth year. And apparently on the anniversary year, it was so big that the first rider was leaving Delaware as the last rider was entering Delaware.
Wow.
And it's all completely... we have our own basic police force where they go and they hopscotch. And they close all the exits. So it's a completely safe ride. There's no cars next to us. And it's just a wonderful experience. It's about 3 days.
I've seen some of the photos and we published some of them in our bulletin. And it looks like you're having a lot of fun riding.
It's a lot of fun. But the most impressive thing is when you go through some of these towns, the entire town is out on the streets cheering you for the entire length. No matter if you're the first rider or you're the last rider, they stand there and cheer. It's amazing. Amazing.
Berge, before I let you go, I would like to hear, what is your message to people of your age, people who have their families, their children, and they are thinking about coming to church to serve on the altar? I guess this is your opportunity to give your perspective and to encourage them.
The biggest hurdle to coming to church with small children is they're not quiet, they don't stand still. You know, I don't know how many times I was mortified to hear the Bible or one of the other books hit the floor because my son dropped it. It's very unnerving. But you have to get past that because it's so important for your children to know their religion. Because if you don't give it to them, they're going to get it somewhere else. I've heard a saying a long time ago that there's a guard-shaped hole in everyone's heart. And it's going to get filled. It's a matter of what it gets filled with. And it's up to me as a parent to make sure I fill it with their culture, with their religion. Because there's just not that many Armenians out there, and we have to keep it alive, you know, the way our ancestors did, through much more trying times than having some book hit the floor in church. And they managed to do it somehow, and if I don't do it, there is no one else to do it. I want them to have the experience, the whole Armenian experience, because without church, we don't live in Armenia, you know. There's not a lot of Armenian influence around us. The church is the most important thing. There was an expression once that if you put two Armenians together, the first thing they're going to do is build a church. So that's how integral. I love what the Holy Father said, that it's in our skin. It's on our skin. It's part of us. It was an amazing little speech he gave. It was very touching. I was glad I was there to hear it.
And you took your family down to Washington to participate in the events of the centennial.
And I was lucky enough to be an usher. Thank you, Dana.
My pleasure. Berge, you're a person whom I admire for everything that you're doing for your family. And I think we have a lot to learn from your experience. Therefore, I thank you. And I thank you for coming here today and spending a few minutes with us.
Thank you, Dana. I'm very honored.
Thanks. Let's do the Bible reading and reflection now. This is something that we do every week here on the podcast. One of the readings today is from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 12. Verses 4 through 11. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but in all of them and in everyone, it is the same God at work.
Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one, there is given through the Spirit a message of wisdom. To another, a message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by that one Spirit. To another, miraculous powers. To another, prophecy. To another, distinguishing between spirits. To another, speaking in different kinds of tongues. And to still another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are the work of one and the same Spirit, and He distributes them to each one, just as He determines. The Word of God. In this passage, St. Paul speaks about the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And I want to reflect on this today, because in our church, we don't speak enough about the gifts of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the one who sustains the church, is the one who sustains the life of the church, the life of the believers. It is the gift that is given to us at the time of baptism, when we are officially adopted to become children of God, when we are reborn from the water and the Holy Spirit. And today, St. Paul reminds us that we have a gift. To each one of us, a gift has been given by God. I would like to ask you, my listeners, what is the gift that you have? What is the gift that God has given you? Where do you see your role? In what way you see the Holy Spirit working in you? Each one of us should be instruments of God, should be working for the advancement of the kingdom of God. Let us look at our roles from this perspective. What are we doing? What are we doing as instruments of God? And let us try to define our roles. Each one of us are very important, because God can use us, we who are not perfect, to make His plan perfect. Therefore, as we read these lines today, let us reflect that to each one of us, God has given a responsibility. Let us try to discover that gift. Let us try to polish that gift and use it for the kingdom of God. The hymn today is called Anganim Arachiko. This is a hymn dedicated to the Holy Virgin Mary. I hope that you will enjoy listening to this hymn. I will be back next week with a new episode of the podcast. I would like to thank our sponsors, our listeners, and my producer, Mr. Greg Dostor. I pray that the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ will be always in your hearts. Thank you.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Dr. Nunego Stanyan with Medical Oncology of Long Island. If you would like to sponsor future episodes, please contact the church office at 718-224-2275.